Start your day.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
It was supposed to happen yesterday, but I double booked him, and at least he's okay with coming back in today. The president of the Ballarat Sportsman's Club. Good morning to you, Bruce Tweedale.
Good morning, PT. Thanks for having me.
That is a pleasure. Thank you for your understanding yesterday. You're standing at the front door and waiting to come in, and I came down and said, oh, I'm really, really sorry, but I've double booked you. Anyway.
Never mind. These things happen.
They do. And your next dinner's coming up next Wednesday night, Ballarat Golf Club, of course, and going to feature a, we've only got one of them here in Australia, and he's also a world champion at it when it comes to jousting. He is a knight, and his name is Philip Leach. Morning to you, Philip.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Must be something special to be the only knight and jouster here in Australia.
Well, I'm not the only one. I'll have to correct you there. I'm full time at Crowell Castle, where we joust quite regularly here, and we've got a team of knights based at the castle. And there's also a couple scattered around Australia in different locations as well. So I'm not our only knight in Australia. In fact, Australia is quite highly regarded in the knights that we produce and travel internationally to competition.
Right. So how many did you say you had at the castle?
Oh, we have about six at the castle.
Right.
We joust fairly regularly here on a bit of a rotating roster. There's myself, I actually live at the castle and work here full time, and we have some others as well.
Is there a round table? That's what I want to know, Philip.
We do have a round table. Hey,
yeah, I got some information right.
Yeah, and we will occasionally have a meeting amongst the knights in there as well.
So, what does it take to become a knight and get yourself into jousting, Phil?
Yeah, well, you know, it takes a lot of commitment. There's a few different challenges that you need to sort of tick off to be able to joust. There's the physical challenges. You need to be reasonably fit and strong and have some endurance to be able to handle the physical effort. You need to have the skills to ride a horse, which is a very important part of jousting. Riding is a difficult activity already, and it becomes infinitely more difficult when you're wearing 30-plus kilos of armour. And then there's the challenges of getting the equipment and the training. Like I said, there's only a few of us in Australia, and to actually purchase the equipment, the armour can be quite expensive, and find people that will train you. There's a few different hurdles that you need to cross to become a jouster.
Absolutely. What a spectacular sport it is too. Not only, as you said, you need to know how to ride a horse, you need to have 30-plus kilos of armour aboard your body for protection, and you're carrying a lance as well. How much does the lance weigh?
Oh, you know what? I can't think off the top of my head what they weigh. The thing is, because they're about they're a wooden pole about 3 meters long, and when you're targeting someone with it, you actually have it in a lowered position, so it's actually very front heavy, the lance. So you have to sort of like engage all your shoulder and core muscles and everything to have it nice and steady, so you've got any chance of actually hitting your intended target.
Right. You're actually a world jousting champion, aren't you, Philip?
I'm the current WJC world champion, and that's a style of jousting where we use lances that are exactly the same as we use historically. They're made out of solid timber, and they even have a steel tip on the end, which is sharp and
designed
to dig into the wood of your opponent's shield so it doesn't slip off.
That sounds a bit dangerous for my liking, Phil.
It's the top sort of level of jousting. It takes you want to do your regular sort of balsa style jousting, which is more based around targeting, and it's a bit safer. And you also need to have very high end armour to be able to compete in that, and lots of other sort of safety concessions. Fighting in a boxing match or a mixed martial arts match. Like when you do that style of jousting, you know, it's not something you do every weekend. You go in, you put your body on the line, you come out a bit stiff and sore afterwards, but as long as you sort of like don't overdo it and you adhere to all the safety measures we have in place, it can be quite safe.
Suffice to say, Philip Leach, I won't be joining you in the saddle, I can assure you of that. Just quickly, Philip, when do you get to defend your title?
Well, with COVID and everything, the WJC has been on hold. We're going to be having a Balsa tournament in Orange in New South Wales next month, which is the first sort of big tournament that's been happening in Australia for a couple of years. Mm. But we're probably looking at 2023 before international travel is open enough to get a bunch of jousters from different countries all together to have another world championship event.
Philip Leach, an absolute pleasure to catch up with you, and good luck when you are given the opportunity to defend your world title, mate, and continued luck in the saddle when you're jousting out at Crail Castle. Looking forward to your chat at the Ballarat Sportsman's Club dinner next Wednesday, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That is our pleasure. Philip Leach there, Bruce, sounds like a great bloke and someone who's had to endure many bruises over the journey by the sounds of it.
He's very welcome to it, PT. And he actually goes by the name Sir Reynard.
Sir Reynard?
Yes, and he's jousted
That's a cracking jousting name, isn't it? Sir Reynard.
Well, he's jousted in Australia, Germany, France, England and America.
And he's top of the heap.
He is, absolutely.
He's the best at it.
He is.
We are good when it comes to sporting here in Australia, aren't
we? Very, very different, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking of all the different sporting fraternities that we're good at.
Yes.
And who would have thought jousting was one of them?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
And he'll have some great stories, I'm sure, to share next Wednesday night. Now, you've got some details about what's coming up.
Yes, next Wednesday also, PT will be presenting the Mick O'Neill Sports Encouragement Award. And this award is in memory of club member Mick O'Neill, who passed away in 2001. It's intended that the award recognises a young athlete who demonstrated stability and determination to succeed, which were two characteristics that inspired by Mick and his involvement with sport.
Mm.
The award has no financial benefit, but does have a nice trophy, PT.
Aha. So that would be one to have in the cabinet, that
too
is
right.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Too right. All right. Any word on our guest for next month?
Look, we're hopeful that it could be Ben Graham.
Ahoy, Benny.
Yes.
If he comes back from celebrating over at the Super Bowl.
He's back.
Ben's always a great chat,
yes.
And we'd love to have him on the show. And I'll see if I can get it right next month and not double book you, all right?
That'd be great, you can see.
Tickets available, Bruce, for
yes,
next Wednesday?
Are. If yep. anyone would like to come along a single or as a group, give me a call, 0448 366 037.
As always, we'll get those details onto our webpage at the big show page, 3ba.com.au. Catch you in a month.
Thanks very much, PT.